This is Pierre Tristram, editor of Flagler Live, with your weekly reality check. America's democratic moment is over. We haven't had a Rubicon crossing, and we're not about to. The country is not in the hands of Caesar, but Caligula. But if I were to game theorize this nuclear winter of an administration wishful media still refer to as presidential, I'd say there's a 70% chance that the emperor will, before the legal end of his lawless reign is over, suspend the constitution across the Dominion. It would be the inevitable next step for a junta that has declared 8 national emergencies in its first 8 weeks, 16 counting the ones still in effect from the emperor's first 4 seasons before the Biden senescence. The junta's Stephen Miller is openly calling for suspension. The pretexts are the huddled masses and wretched refuse of decades of American support for mass murdering dictators in Central America. That brown trash is now yearning to breathe free on this side of disillusion and discovering that what freedom it imagined once lit this perfectible shore has been obscured by that nuclear winter. The chance of a suspension grows to 110% if we have an actual emergency like a 9/11 style attack or something less grave but more frothy for the foxy TV mob, like mass protests that should be shaking this country to its absent core in response to the emperor's demolition derby. We have no such protests. Regular but limited demonstrations are too partisan and nowhere near critical mass. For the most part, the American public is as comatose as Congress, and nearly half actually approve of Caligula. There is no democratic world where a twice impeached sexual predator who cannot tell a truth, whose doge-like response to COVID contributed to the unnecessary deaths of hundreds of thousands, and who led an insurrection could be elected with 77 million votes by a nation still interested in democracy. We simply no longer are. The traditional democratic norms of integrity and dignity and accountability are history. We want a strong man. We want a dictator. We want what Turkey has, what former democracies like Israel, Hungary, Italy have. Authoritarians still paying lip service to the old norms, but ruling as despots. This is the so-called unitary executive theory in action. It's a fancy name for dictatorial power grabs. It means whatever the president says goes. It means the president is not only above the law, he is the law. There is no unitary executive anything in the Constitution, which clearly addresses the balance of powers and the limits on each branch of government. But like intelligent design, like Reaganomics, like the idea that business buccaneers should have a say in formulating federal policy, a once ludicrous concept with the validity of a middle school fantasy has become mainstream thanks to middle school clubs posing as right-wing think tanks. Americans love it, just as they've come to embrace those other absurd concepts. It's only natural, since most Americans since the 1980s have regressed to a middle school mindset. None of that is democratic. None of that is remotely pluralist. But here we are. We can still pretend, as in New York Times editorials, in screeds by Jon Stewart, or in those desperate little demonstrations, that there's a way back, that democracy only needs a fresh new message. But that misses the point. A majority of Americans aren't interested anymore. They want Caligula. They love Caligula. And now, they have him. This is Pierre Tristram, editor of Flagler Live, your 24-hour online news source. Thanks for listening.